We are on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, middle of the Amid. Till now we had a machlokes between Rav and Abaye, Eidim Shehukreshu Benefesh Ubesayf Uzmu. The case of Rav was speaking about two Eidim said that Pliny Horag is Hanefesh, and then two other Eidim, and that the Eidis was Neskabel Bebezn, there was a Gmar Din, and then two other Eidim came and were Makrish them, and they said Loi Horag. And because they said Loi Horag, so Bezdin did not fear Ois the Psak, because there's a Hakroshe, and later they became Muzim. Other Eidim came and were mazim them, imonu ayisim. So Rav said, even though b'shas hazome, the intent of the first Eidim was not functioning anymore, they were mukrish already, they weren't zaymim em lases anymore, because they were mukrish, afal pikein, they will get inshe hazome, and that the Gemara calls Hakroshe Tchilas Hazome. We assume that the Hakroshe is the beginning of the Hazome. It's not Seiser the Hazome, it's the process that comes till Hazome. So therefore, if you mazim them later, they will get Einshei Hazome. That is the Svara of Rove. And Rove brought a Raya from a Baraisa. The Baraisa said as follows, Meidanu b'ish pleini shesimo es ein avdoi v'hipil ashinoi. Two Eidim came and said that pleini shesimo es ein avdoi v'hipil ashinoi, which means that he goes out l'cheiris through the smiyas ha'ayim and he owes them for the shame. And Sherei Harav Oimakein, and the Rav is maskim to what they said. V'nimtzo zaymimim mishalmim demei ayin le'evid. And Rav said that this Beraisa is speaking about as follows. First, two Eidim have come and said that Hipil Shinoi v'simo es einoi. And according to the Eidus of the first two Eidim, the Odain is Mechuyev to pay the Ayin to the Eved, which is very expensive. Then the second Kat saying, the second Kat came, and the Braise is starting with the second Kat. And the second Kat said, no, it was the exact opposite. It was Hippel Simas Einai Vehippel Ashinai, and the Rav is very happy with this Haggadah, because according to the second Haggadah, he only has to pay the Mei Hashem. So that's why Sherei HaRav Eima came. The Rav is maskim with the second Hades. Then it says, they were mazim, the second Eidus. And they were mazim, the second Eidus, so they have to pay the mehai into the Eved. So Rove brought a raya from this, that hakroshe tchilos hazome. And what was the raya? The raya was, since the first cat came and said that it was Hippel es shinoi v'sima es einoi. That was the God of the first cat. So when the second cat comes and says there was first ayin and then shein, so they're already mukrish from the first cat. The first cat said fakert, so they're mukrish from the first cat. Va'afal pikein, we see that there's einshei hazome on the second cat. The second cat is mechuyev to pay demei ha'ayin to the Eved. So we see from this Hakoshe Tchilas Hazome, even though they were Mukrish. And Rashi has said, and the Raya of Rova, the Ilav Tchilas Hazome, if I will not consider this Tchilas Hazome, Mi'achar Shebotlo Eidusom, since the Eidus became bottle, Mi'isbo Dinazoma, why is there a Dinazoma? The Eidus became bottle through the Haggadah of the first cut. So why is there a Dinazoma? So you see, Akroshe Tchilas Hazom. That was Rav Zraya. Now let's go to Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Alef. Omalei Rav Ache, in the middle of the Yomit, Omalei Rav Ache, Berei de Rav Ike le Rav Ashi. Dukye de Rove Meheche. From where did Rove bring a raya that Hakroshe Tchila Sazom? Ileime Meireche, if we will say that the raya was from the Reisha, which we just mentioned now, that in Rav Elam Shat, first Edim came and said, Shinoi v'hodar einoi. And then the second cat said, Einoi v'hodar shinoi. Reisha miko miskacheshi mitzioi. In this case, was there a hakroshe from the second cut through the first cut? Was there a kosher kivin, the Eloi mitzimi, without being mazim the second cut, saduse kivosayu kokaimo? So their edis still remains in existence. The edis of the second cut is in existence. Didino kevosayu poskinom. The yesh bechlal mosayim on it. That means, they said, the second cat says, he owes money for a shame. That was the second thing that he was mapple. Shame is, let's say, worth $5. The first cat said that he owes him for an ayin. A nine is worth, let's say, $5,000. So, when Bezdin hears the edus of the two kitois, so according to the first cut, if he owes him $5,000 for the eye, says he owes him $5, because $5 is, ye ein bechlal amashe beprats, he owes him $5 also. He owes him another $4,995, but al kaponim, he owes him $5 for the eye. The second cat says he owes $5 for the shein. So according to all kitois, he zicha owes him $5. Hilkach kamoi hu deko miskacheshi, the first cat was hukrash, Mitzioi loy miskacheshi midi. The second cut wasn't mukrish whatsoever. So memele, so the Gemara is asking, Avach is asking an Rove, where did you see in this baraisa that since you're mazim the second cut and they pay oinshe azome, where did you see hakroshe trilus azome? There was no hakroshe whatsoever on the second cut. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Dukye de Rove, da kroshe tchilas azomehi meheicha. Where did Rove see this? Ilaima meireishe, if Rove saw it in the reishe. De muki lo bisholesh kites. Rove said it speaking about the wisholesh kites. The first cut said, shein vachakach ayin. The second cut said, Ayin v'chakach shein. And the third cut was mazim, the second cut. Soif, soif, miko iskacheshu mitzi. Did the middle cut become mukrish from the first cut? The tehevi eiduson betaylo, that their eidus became bottle, behakhoshe dekamoi, through the hakhoshe that the first cut was makrish then, their edus never became bottle. Hoi lav mitzimi, if you wouldn't have been mazim the second cut, kivosayu poskinon, we paskin like the second cut, v'yoyiv demei shein, and the odin would give the mei shein to the evet, the yeshnoi bechlal edus harishainim, because the mei shein is bechlal edus harishainim, u'mishim hachi mahani bu teiris azome. So this bereis is very poshet. Why this teiris azome? Aber gab ich shnayim oimrim horak, u'shnayim oimrim loy horak, the iskachish kamoi. In this case, when the second cat said that loy horak, so the edus of the first cat became niskachish, v'loy kotline lay loylom, so we will not kill the reitzeach because of their edus, since the second cat was makrish then, the kotline lay loylom eimoloch, kiven the bottle sadu sayu le mahanu bo teires hazomet. So Rabache erst amere de kekashe, how could Rava bring a raya from the reish of the Baraisa, and the reish of the Baraisa, there's no akrosha, the edus wasn't mukrish. Now, let us just mention one shtikel ha'ore. When Rava brought a raya, so Rashi said, Shma mino akrosha tchilas hazome, di lav tchilas hazome, me'acher shabotlo eiduson, since their edus became bottle, mi isbu din azome. Their edus became bottle. That's what Rashi said, I think, in Gimel Amud Beis. And here Rav Acher says, their edus did not become bottle. So, what's happening over here? What's the difference between the Gemara that I find Gimel Amud Beis and Rav Acher? I saw in Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish says as follows. When the first cat says that he owes the May Ayin, and the second cat says he owes the May Shein, so that what Besdin will paskin, that you give the May Shein, is that because Besdin relies on the second cut? You can't rely on the second cut. You have here two kitais, which one is makrish the other. One says that he owes him the mayayin. One says he owes him the mayshein. I don't know which cut is saying the emes. I don't know which cut is... You have two kitais over here. One of them is possible. One of them is kosher. I rely on the second cut, chas v'sholom. So, be'emesin, when I paskin, you have to give the may shein, that odin is to give the may shein, it's not because I rely on the second cut, but al pi cheshben, I know he owes the may shein, because whoever is right, Izicha owes the may shein. The first cut is right, he owes $5 plus... $4,995, but he owes $5. If the second card is right, he owes $5. So Memanashech, he owes $5. So Besdin will be Mechayev $5. But Besdin is not Mechayev $5 because I rely on your Eidus. I don't rely on your Eidus. Who says you're a kosher Eid? So the Gemara in the Havamina Hell, the whole din of Azome is, if I rely on your Eidus, but you're mukrish over here. I don't rely on your edus. I'll give $5 off a cheshbon. Because of a man of shech, but not I rely on your edus. So the Gemara and Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis held that botla edusam. And still there's a din azome. So you see, hakroshe trilas azome. Rav Acher was mechadish. The chol shem moyel be'inyin hagodis edus. If their edus helps, Good, you don't rely on my Eidus. But my Eidus accomplished something. Because of my Eidus, now he owes $5. Because of my Eidus, he owes $5. Not that you're Samech on my Eidus, because it could be I'm an apostle. But my Eidus accomplishes with a cheshbon that you owe $5. There's also a din hazoma on that. That's not called Eidim Shehukrishu. That was the kasha of Rav Ache, that Ravi is telling us a chiddush, that if Eidim, Oymim Shehoreges HaNefesh, Eidim said Reuven killed Shimon, and they were mechayiv, that Reuven is chayiv mis, and then to Eidim came and said, that he didn't kill Reuven, did not kill Shimon, so there the Eidus is not accomplishing anything. A fellow with a cheshbon is not accomplishing anything. It's not accomplishing anything. There could be this no din hazome, because you are being mazim eidim who are not accomplishing anything with their eidus. But over here, in the case of the baraisim, these eidim, even though I'm not soimach al eidusam, but their eidus is accomplishing something. Their eidus is accomplishing that the odin has to pay $5 to the Eved, and not the Meayin, not $5,000. So Mela, this doesn't fall, this was Rav Aches Kashe, this does not fall into the category of Eidim Shehukrishu L'Besayif Uzmo. That is Rav Aches Kashe. So now, we have to see, so what's that Kipshat in Rava? What was Rava's Raya? Amalei Rove, Amalei, so he told them, you're right. But Rove Sova, Rove holds, Midereshe B'Sholosh Kitos. The Reshe is speaking about Sholosh Kitos. Sholosh Kitos means there's one cut that says one way, one cut that says another way, and there's a third cut that's Mazim, one of the two Kitos. That's the case. The Sefer Nami B'Sholish. So the Sefer was the other way around. The Sefer was that the first cut said that he owes him the Me'ayim. The second cut said, and the Eved was very happy with this, and the second cut said that he owes him the Me'shein. And they were makrish the first cut, because now you will not pay the Me'ayin. And then you were mazim the first cut. And the first cut is to pay the Me'ayin, even though bishas that you were mazim them, they weren't accomplishing their avis. They, since they were hukrish from the second cut, so they were avis makreshes. Vafal pikin isn't in the zomim. The two bovis and the baraisa are similar. Kigoin. The osu beitrei. Two eidim came. Vaomri hippel ashinai vesima einai. Uposkine ledina apumain. There was a gmardin. Bezdin paskind that the Odin owes the Eved for the Ayin. Va'osu beitrei achrini, and then two others came, va'omru sima esenei vehipel ashinei, the kamakhishulu lahani kamoi. So there is a hakhoshe between these two tkites. Now a third kite came, it was mazim the first kite. Is kamoi mishalmim the me'ayin l'rav. So the first kite pays to the rav the me'ayin. V'sal kedaitoch akroshe lavtchilas hazome. If you'll say that akroshe is lavtchilas hazome, and if you'll say that edim that became mukrish, there's no din hazome on them anymore, Amai Mishalmi, so why does the first cut have to pay the Me'ayin to the Yodim? Hiskachel Shulu Me'korah, they became Mukrish already through the second cut. Elish Mami no, Hakroshe Trilas Azomi. So we see from this, Hakroshe Trilas Azomi. So the whole Raya of Rove was not from the Reisha. You're right, the Reisha, it's not considered a Krosha, since the Edis of Shame was Niskabel, even though we're not saying Mechaleidusim, but the Edis helps, so that's not called a Krosha. The Raya is from the Sefer, that we were Mazim, the first cut that said he owes the Me'ayin, and then later, and there was Nigmar Adin Alpiyim, and then a second cotton said, came and said he does not owe the Me'ayin, he owes the Me'ayin. And then we were Mazim the first cut, so even though the first cut was Sukrish already, there's Adin Mazoma. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Midereishem Muchecha, Bishalish Kitais. The Reisha has to be speaking about Shalish Kitais. Diktoni Shereya Rab Oime came, because it says in the Reisha the Rab was very happy with the second cut that says it was Einoi Shinoi. So why was he happy? Alme, the also cut Achite Bereisha, because there was a previous cut, Dama Machaiva laid the Meayin, then said he owes the Meayin. Seifanami Bisholish Kitis. Unehei de Loyevshe the heavy cut Achite Kaidemis. Rashi says, you're right. In the Sefer, we can't say that the second cut came first. Because if the second cut came first and said he owes the Meishain, Dimkain Kamoy Omri, Dimkain, the Kamoy Omosima Vahoda Hippel, so the first cut came and said he owes the Meishain, Vahani Omri Hippel Vahoda Sima, like Migmar Dina Apumayu, so there was no Gmar Din, but the second cut, Lemitin de Meina, Lemitin de Meishain. Dava Bechlola de Tavayu, the Meishain, I can derive from the Edis of both of them, Yos the Meishain. Bekibim de Lo Enigmar Adin Alpiyam, Le Mechaivi Hani Mitzioi, Bazome de Kachlishis. So if it would be that the Edis that say he owes the Meishain came first, so there never was a Gemar Din, and the Edis that said he owes the Meishain. But this is what Rav accomplished. Rav said, there were two kites before the Azomen. Just like in the Reisha, there were two kites before the Azomen. And that was the case. And then later the second cut that said the second cut that said it was Shinoi, the Kamakacha Shilakamoi, Ubotla Idusan, Layavdomi Mayisarim, Fanachitamizoimimim Maidei Kachlishis Mishalmin. So Memele, this was Rav's Raya. Vabaya Omaloch. And Abaya said, I wish to disagree with you. Bishloima Reisha Loisagi de Loisholish Kitish. The Reisha, you're right. The Reisha is speaking about the Wisholish Kitish. Shereik Toni Harav Oima came, because the Rav was very happy with what that the Edim had said, that it was Einoi Shinoi. So why was he happy? Sakochoch, there was a previous cut that said Shinoi Einoi. So you're right. The Reisha is speaking about three Kitish. The Sefer, you don't have to say there were Sholish Kitais. In the Sefer it says that one cat came and said, Shinoi Einoi. And the Eved was very happy with this. He's very happy with Shinoi Einoi. Whatever they say goes on Lecheres. They say he owes him money for his iron. He's very happy with what they said. So Memele, so it's not Muchet, there were three Kitas. There was one Kat that said, Shinoi Einoi. Then the Mazimim came, and they were Mazim them. So there was no Akroshe. And then there were Meipach. And then they said, it was Einoi Shinoi. So, by two kitos, I can say it's speaking about that they were huzam before the hakroshe, and later the edim hamazimim were mahapach. So that's how it comes out. Let's see what Rashi says. Why do you have to say, you have to mention there were three kitas? Habetrei sagi ubedavchino baazmino. Vereisha kedemashme bishloisha. Bedeloy avchino. Mimino lekele meidak midi. So this is Rove's, this is Abaye's upshlog on Rove. So the way the Maskonis HaSugya is, we have a very complicated Sugya, but the Maskonis HaSugya is that Rove held the Reish Zichah speaking about there were three kitas, one was Makrish, the first two were Makrish, one the other, and if that's the case of the Reish, you wouldn't have the safe, and then there's a Din HaZomeh, so you see there's a Din HaZomeh, even though they were Mukrish through the second cut. And Abaye said, we don't have to say that the Sefer is Dumya Dereisha. Dereisha is speaking about three kites. The Sefer could be speaking about one kat, and then later the second kat was Mazim them, so there was no akrosha whatsoever, Bishas Hazomeh. And then they were Makrish them after the Hazomeh. So you'd have no Raya whatsoever. Now, let us see Tosfos. Omalei Abaye, loy da'avchino va'azmino, mimai, midesefer b'meipach va'azome, reishanami b'meipach va'azome. Now, let us just hold cheshbon. Rove said that this paraisa is speaking about three kitas. The first paraisa, and Abaye said, loy, da'afchino vazmino, it's speaking about two kitas. And he said, just like the Sefer is speaking about two kitas, the Reish is also speaking about two kitas. Now, at the end of the sugya, all of a sudden, Abaye makes an about face. No, the Reish is speaking about three kitas, but from the Reish, you don't have any right, but the Sefer is speaking about two kitas. So we find a, there's a psachilik and Abaye, and I in Gimel on the basis that the Sefer is speaking about two kitas, and I in Dal the Madav, he said he's speaking about three kitas. So what happened over here? Nira Lari, the whole sugya zu, kifi mai de salke daita chashta, this whole sugya, the Gemara held, the yuki de rova have a mireshe. Till Rav Achas kash, Rav Achas, esta kash, where there's no raya at all from the reshe. But till Ayin Dal, till the middle of Ayin Dal, Damid Aleph, the Gemara held that there's a raya from the Reisha, and if there's a raya from the Reisha, so therefore Abaye had to say, I'm sorry, the Reisha isn't speaking about three kites, it's speaking about two kites. Ava lefia emes, according lefia emes, maskina de yuke de rova mi seife, so if the Rai is from the Sefer, so Abaye never said this. Ela b'nei ha-yeshiva yimetautzim kein alibed Abaye, lefi ma-shehoyu soivrim didiyuki derova mereshe. Aval fi ha-maskona koma Abaye dereshe b'sholosh kites kiduk merove, b'loi meipach v'azome, b'sefer b'shtayim b'meipach v'azome. Period. So now the Ri just said, he just wanted to explain what happened over here. This teretz was, the Gemara and the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis held that Rav had a raya from the Reisha. So the Bnei Yeshiva held of Abaye is chaylik on Rav. So Mistoma Abaye will say a teretz is not speaking about three kites, it's speaking about two kites. But later when Rav Ache said Rav has b'chlal no raya from the Reisha, so Memele, so now the Gemara says, I say we don't have to say this whole shtick Torah. The whole machleik, then we could say the whole machleik is between Abaye and Rav is how to learn the second Baraisa. So Memele, so it could very well be in the first Baraisa, Abaye is also made that speaking about three kites. No, the Bnei Yeshiva. And before Rav Ache was Meire, this Bnei Yeshiva understood that Rav had a raya from the Reisha, from Amela, the Gemara. That's what they said at Teretz, that it's speaking about two kites. Avol, לפי המסקנה, כמה רבי, דרי שבשול השקיט יסוק מרוב, ובלא יפך וזומה, בסייבי בשתיים ומייפך וזומה. Now, that's one נקודה. A second נקודה, which Tosis has a very terrible problem, the whole kunz of Abayis Teretz is saying that the Hazome came first, and then there was a Hakroshe. And the Loshin of Abaye is V'nahapachu, Abchinu Vazminu. There was a Hakroshe, and then there was a Hazome. So Abaye is defeating his Teretz. So Tosfos says, V'lav davke noket Abaye Abchinu Trile. We have to learn the Loshin of Abaye with a grain of salt. Not it was Avchino Trila, Dim Kain Iskache Shalu. So with the two Kitas, he also didn't accomplish anything, because it was Avchino Vazmino, there was Akroshe before the Azome. Dim Kain Iskache Shalu, Alamikore Azmino, Vahoda Avchino. Avchino Vazmino, that what Abaye says, it's Slavdavk, it's not Avchino Vazmino, it's Azmino Vavchino. Inami, if you want to say that the Loshen is Epis, Yom Eduyik Mikore Avchino Vazmino Toich Kedei Dibu. But the Azome was Toich Kedei Dibu, so since the Azome was Toich Kedei Dibu, so therefore, they could still be Chayzer from the Hakroshe. So Memele, it's not called that the Edim HaRishonim were Mukhoshim al Yideim, since the Azoma was Teich Deidib of their HaKroshes, so it's not called they were Edis Mukhoshes. This seems this is one Mahalach in the Ri. V'nirel Ri, now I think, or maybe, fine. So this Abchinu Vazminu was the Bnei Yeshiva held that it was Abchinu Vazminu. Then later Abaye said that the Reisha could be the way you said. Now the Chayre Dari wants to say a new Mahalach. Now we can say that what the Gemara said before, because Dari is a problem. Before Abaye said Abchinu Vazminu, later Abaye said it's speaking about with three kitos. So this astir in Abaye. So first the Ri said that this is the Bnei Yeshiva thought that is a raya from the Reisha. And then later, when the sugya ended, we found that all raya is only from the Seif. Now the Ri wants to say, no, but Abaye learned it speaking about three kitos. And in the three kitas he says, Avchinu Vazminu, and everything is good. Now let's see what the Ri says. V'nira l'Ri, d'abaye mukilo begimel kitas k'demuchach l'kama, d'koma v'abaye amalo bishlam reish leisagi beloi gimel kitas. You're right, Rava, the reish is being my gimel kitas. Tiktoni she'erav oimer came. So al kolchach, it's speaking about the first akat came and said it was shein ayin, and then the second kat came and said ayin shein. They said ayin shein. That was the second kat. But now Tosfos says, but amir dekazach va'ayre demitziyoi. Nami Avchinu Vazminu Lekamoi. It's speaking about Abaye made a Moir Dikizach. Hakel, Abaye avoided Rovis Eichoche in Gansen. Abaye said, now let us just speak out loud what it said in the first Baraisa. The first Baraisa, it says that when the Edim said there was first Ayin and then Shein, the Rav was very happy about it. So the Gemara asked, why is he happy? If these were this was the only Kat, what's he so happy about? Without them he has his Eved and doesn't have to pay anything. Why was he happy? So the Gemara says, oh, you see, you have to read between the lines. You know why he was happy? Because there was a previous cut. There was a previous cut that said, Shein Ayin. And then this cut, the Brisa starts with the second cut. They said, Ayin Shein. Oh, Baruch Hashem. He's happy with the second cut. And now Rava said, no, but now you're mazim the second cut. The second cut has to pay the May Ayin to the Eved. Oh, they were mukris from the first cut, and they still have to pay. You see, akrosha trilas hazom. So Abaye said, no. I got news for you. Let me tell you what the story was. When the second cut came, first they said, on the first cut, you're wrong. Avchinu, you're wrong. Ayin Shein, number one. And then, Vazminu. And they were the second cut was Mazim, the first cut. Second cut was Mazim, the first cut. So now, the Edis of the second cut, they took care of the first cut. They said Fakert on them. And then they were Mazim them. And now, the second cut, so now we come to Bezdin. So we have here the second cut set in Bezdin, Ayin, Shein. And now there's no hakosha to them. They took care of the first cut. Aprinu Bazmina, they took care of the first cut. Now the third cut, you're right, the three kites. The third cut was Mazim, the second cut. Now, was the second cut Mukrish? The second cut wasn't Mukrish. I got news for you. The second cut wasn't Mukrish because they were Mazim the first cut. That's what Abaye meant to say. When Abaye said, Avchinu Vazminu, Abaye is speaking about that the second cut was Mazim the first cut. So therefore, their Eidus was Niskabel B'Chuas Chayin without any Akrosha whatsoever. And then the third cut was Mazim, the second cut. Yisholem al Yisrael. So we're Mazim then. So finished. Now before we go further, I'd like to mention how the Teiris Chayim learned Pshat in this Mahalach, and the way that Teiris Chaim learned Pshat, we will see Tosfos has a big problem with this, with Terutzim and Dos and Tukashas. The Teiris Chaim wants to say Pshat in this Mahalach, and it's very glottic. The Teiris Chaim says as follows. The Teiris Chaim says that according to Abaye, the case is as follows. Cut number one said, Ayin Shein. Fine. Cut number two said, cut number one said, Shein Ayin. Cut number one said, Shein Ayin. Fine. Cut number two said, Ayin Shein. That was the second cut. And then they were Mazim the first cut. So at the present time, so the din is that the Odin has to be Meshacha the Eved, Yotza Ayin, and he has to pay for the Shein. Now there came a third cut, that was Mazim the second cut. Now, what did the third cut say? If the third cut was Mazim the second cut, and that said, how could you say that it was Ayin Shein, Imono Hayisim? So we have nothing. Who says that the Eved goes out Lacheres? Everything, the second cut was Mazim the first cut, the third cut was Mazim the second cut. So then we would have not, they don't have to pay the Eved anything. Who says that, we said you became a Ben Chayrim, Skumdum Zayashikaya. We have to pay you yet for the Ayin. Zokt Teiris Chaim. No, we have to say the third cut was also Azmino Vaabchino. Fakert. The third cut was Mazim the second cut. And then they said Fakert. They said Fakert that what? That it wasn't the way you said. You said it was Ayin Shein. It was Shein Ayin. It was Shein Ayin. And therefore, your Eidus, you wanted to be Mafsid the Eved, you have to pay the Ayin to the Eved. That's how the Teres Chaim wants to say Pshat in this Ri. And we'll see. So it's Shalom al Yisrael. So what really happened over here? There was the first cut that said Shein Ayin. We need this first cut that the Odman should be happy with the second cut. So there was a first cut. But this first cut was eliminated through the Azam of the second cut. They're out of the picture already, the first cut. And the second cut said Ayin Shein. Now the third, and they're not Mukrish, they're nothing. They're Adis, which is accepted in Bezin, Ayin Shein. And now the third cut was Mazim, the second cut. The you had said Ayin Shein, and they also said it was Shein Ayin. So Memela. So therefore you owe the Meha Ayin to the Eben. That's how the Teres Chaim wants to learn Pshat in this Teres. And we'll see that Teisvis did not learn like this, and Teisvis has problems. Now again, let us see. Speaking about the Mitzioi Nami Afchino Bazminu, the Mitzioi were also Mapech and Mazim the first Kat Lekamoi, the Hashtaloi is Kacheshe Mitzioi Klal. When we learned Nimtzu Zoymimim, Mitzioi Mishalim Dmei Ayin Le'Eved, Huadin Dmei Ayin Le'Kamoyim, they also paid Dmei Ayin Le'Kamoyim, Shreihoyu Machai V'Noisoi Dmei Ayin Le'Rav, Mishum Kasher Zomam. Now, let us just explain what Teisvis bothered. The Teres Chaim says Teisvis learned. Teisvis learned in this pshat that it is speaking about, the first kat said Shein Ayin. The second kat, now let's explain really what happened over here. The first kat said there was Amoda Bedin, that was the Gemara we learned yesterday. It was Amoda Bedin in Florida on Sunday. And the Psak was, it was Shein Ayin, and he owes him he has to pay him for the Ayin. That was what the first cat said. The second cat said, I got news for you. There was no, in the Sunday, you weren't in Florida. Imono Hayisim. So Memela, that what you said that it was in Florida, you saw Hamada Bedin of Shein Ayin is 100% wrong. Because you weren't in Florida Sunday, you were in New York Sunday. Grad, there was Hamada Bedin Monday in Florida. Monday we were in Florida. And the Psak was Ayin Shein. That's what he learned so far. Fine. So they were Mazim, the first cut, and finished. Now, the third cut came. It was Mazim, the second cut. So the Teres Chaim said, Taisus learned, they made a double Hazamim. That when you were Mazim, the first cut, and you said that you were in New York Sunday together with this first cut, I got news for you. You weren't in New York Sunday with this first, you were in California with us the first day. So Memele, so now you were Machayev, the first cut, the May Ayin, you were Mazim them. You're Fakelt, we're Mazim you. So you owe the May Ayin to the first cut. And then that what you said, that Monday you were in Florida, Monday you also weren't in Florida. You said that the Gemadin was Monday and the Psak was Ayin Shein, Monday you weren't in Florida either. Monday also you were in California with us. So now you were Mafsid, and so now you're Mafsid the Yevet. By saying that the Din Torah in Florida was Ayin Shein on Monday, so you're Mafsid the Yevet. Well, Mazim, you weren't in Florida Monday either. You weren't in New York Sunday, you weren't in Florida Monday. So Memele, if we'll hold Cheshbin, so it comes out like this. So the Mazimim made a double Hazomah. They made a Hazomah on the Hazomah of the second cut of the first cut. So Memele, so Tais is a problem. So Ibezoi, they were Machayev, the first cut, the May Ayin. So they have to pay the first cut to May Ayin. There was a Hazomah on their second Eidus that they said that Monday there was a Mother Bedin and in Florida and Lamaise were Mazim them and they said the Mother Bedin was Ayin Shein, so they were Mafsid the Yevet. So really this cat, this middle cat owes the first cat and the Yevet. So Tais is a problem, so why doesn't the Baraisa mention the that they have to pay the Mayayin to the first cut? The whole problem is because Tais has understood there was a double Hazomah. That's what the Teres Chaim said, where he mentioned before, according to the Teres Chaim, there wasn't a double Hazomah whatsoever. But Tais has understood that there was a double Hazomah. Shreihoyu mechai v'noisoi de meyayin l'rat. Mishum kashe zomen. We were mazim them on the zom of the first cup. So why doesn't the Baraisa speak about it? Lefish leihuskeru rishoinim be-Baraisa. Since the Baraisa b'chal didn't mention the rishoinim, we just can figure out that there were rishoinim from the lotion of the Baraisa she-Ravoy mekein lechosh lemisni. That's why so we didn't speak about the Rishonim. She doesn't speak about the chiyuv of the Mitzioi to the Rishonim. Umiyu ein onu tzrichim klal, but Taisa says, if this is the case, ein onu tzrichim klal lehepech basroi lemitzioi, we don't have to be mahapech de basroi, the third cat lemitzioi, because the kivin do huzmu, since we were mazim the middle cut and there hazomeh from the first cut, memele kaimei this kamoi. So that's the way the Teres Chaim said. There's only one hazomeh. So then the first both kashas are not shver. Since there's only one hazomeh on the second cut, so therefore they were never mazim the second cut, and that they were mazim the first cut. And therefore you need the meipach, you need the abchina vazmino on the third cut. A bekuntres pirish, the baye muki reishe bebeis kites kemoi sefer. Rashi says, that's a Rashi over here, that the reish is also speaking about beis kites. V'yesh liyashiv hodik toni she'arab oimakein. This was Rav's raya. How could you say arab oimakein? So Taisa says as follows. The mi'ikore, before we knew it speaking about, it was a mother bedin. Badoim. We don't know the whole thing. We didn't know Bechlal Avchino. We just learned the Baraisa that these. We don't know Bechlal that was Avchino. We have one Eidus that says it was Ayin Shein. But now that it's speaking about that there was Avchino, Dawat, that the Mazimim were Mapach, and they said that there was Shein Ayin, Sameach Harab, Beidusin Shalailu, Shein Machai, Vinoisei, Kiim, Demei Shein. Lefisha Yoidea, the Odi knows what's going to happen. She Yavoyu Eidim, Shechai, Vinoisei, Demei Ayin. He knows Eidim will come later, because the Odi knows the truth. So according to Abaye, now that Abaye said it's speaking about Avchino Vazminu, there's no necessity whatsoever to say that it is speaking about that there was a first cut. The other knew what the truth was, that there's going to come another cut, and Fakat, he was under the impression this first cut says Ayin Shein, so this first cut is very happy with them. So Philo of a second cut will come later, so they'll be mukrish from the first cut. So he's very happy with the first cut. So there's no problem Sheherav Oimekain. But he's very happy with them.
Fisha The rove loy hay vi a reisha lo dak ni kemen de seif eire bishalish kitus ke mei reisha. Va baye ma adelei doit lider gise. Mi de seif es agi be beis kitus be mei pa vazame. Reisha na mi sagi be beis kitus. Mein lach a raya mi seif a mi kai reisha. De kike look me cool over beis kitus. Everything can be talking about beis kitus. And the Rav Oimer came because he knows that he'll be coming Adam later and saying Faket, because he knows what really happened. So that it's not like Rashi. If you don't like my pshat, she Rav Oimer came,
that means if you do not like this pshat, and you understand the only way we can understand Harav Oymaloch is only through Sholish Kitis, but the Seif is speaking about Beis Kitis. The Imtaima, Ibe Beis Kitis, Mukmislo Lareshe. If the Reisha is speaking about the Beis Kites, Amayim Mishalmi Demei Ayin Le'evet, why do they pay Demei Ayin Le'evet? Tikshalei Ketepachina Le'el. That means that the first cut came and said, first Ayin and then Shein. So it says you have to pay, they have to pay to the Eved, the May Ayin. So let the Gemara ask, in the Pachina Lael, Bosa the Mafkile Lecheres, the May Ayin Boy Lishlumile? That Fakert, they're the first cut, and they're saying that, that you go out Lecheres. So they made him go out Lecheres with their Edis. So they have to pay him the May Ayin. They can tell the Eved, we came for your Taive. They can tie that La Israel Baila Bono. Now, let me just explain the Raya that Taisvis brings in the Ha'ore from Rabbi Hanan, in Kovitz Yurim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, two Edim came and said Edis that Rachel was Mizana Tachas Bailo and was Neskabel Eduson, and now Bezdin made a Gemardin and Bezdin decides to kill Rachel, and then the Mazim, these two Edim, so the two Edim can say, when we came to say Edis, we did not come with an intent to kill Rachel. Our only intent was La Osra al Bailo. So it seems that Edim Kintaine, that the Oynish is Kasher Zomam Lases Lochiv, what we wanted to accomplish, we only had an interest to accomplish Ta Asa Rochel al Bailo. We didn't have an interest to kill her. I best and killed her, but that wasn't our intent. If it wasn't our intent, so therefore you can't be manish them for that. So Taisus is asking, we have here a similar case. Let them say that they came to be Meshacha the Eved. The Eved will lose out the way they said it. Well, didn't have to, they just came to be Meshacha the Eved. That was their intent. So Bochanan Tainis, he brings a Taisus Sanhedrin that Bulcherib Shad the Gemova there is a little different. Pshat the Gemara over there is speaking about that they were not masre this Rachel. So Memele, we see clearly that their intent was to just La Osral Baila. Lamaisa later they found out that she was a chavera. So Bezdin killed her even without a Hasra. But their actions showed that their only intent was Los Rabbeila, that they contained this Al Kapon, they contained we did not know that she's a Chaveira.
So Mamela, so you see that our only intent was Lasral Baila. Kishloima, so Tais says, Bulamai the Mukila Hashta Bemepach, Bazoma Askinen, the Aire Kshaomat Bidin, the Aire Kshaomat Kvar Bidin. According now, that the Gemara said it's speaking about that there was Amod Bidin. Umistom, if there was Amod Bidin, Kvar Nisparsam Adova, so became Mephusam Shiot Seven Lacheres. That everyone lacheres. The Rav ba'atz my moide. The Rav is moide in that simchas. Wasn't spasmari. Kedikvani shrav oy makach. Shamed bedin. Pachol iker shaboyin within. So as if it's, everyone agrees that it was amod bedin. So what's the holding teira now? Pachol iker shaboyin ledin achshav lishaever teiveya demei einoi. Umazmin es harav ledin. The Rabbi moide loy demei shinoi. Also Sadi. So if the whole dion is only on do you have to pay the Mei Einoi or the Mei Shinoi, because on the Cheres everyone agrees, since we're talking about Acham or the Benin, also Sadi Le also Le Gareya Koichei Shalevet, only coming Le Gareya Koichei Shalevet, Shem Yavoyu, and they'll accomplish something, Shem Yavoyu Eidem al the Mei Einoi, that means even though they know they're saying a lie, but they accomplished that since they're saying that he owes him the Meishinai, so Afilu Eidim will come out the Meishinai Le'yim Amish B'divrei, because they're Mukrish through them. The Eidim Eim She'yavoyu Eidim, they know that Eidim will come. Avon Nikore, but in the beginning of the Sugi, Lav Yedin the Meim Shomet B'div. So Memele, so Afilu HaRav Meide Kama Pomim, Afilu the Rav will be Meide, so it's ever Le'idim. The Maid of Ignaz Potter. Shemachi Potter Shaper, Bosso, the Mavkele Lecheres. If I care, the whole Yetzir Lecheres is not through the Oden. Don't have the Edo of the Oden. You only have their Edis. So that is as far as the Mavkele Lecheres. Why should they pay him the Maid? In Kaim Alom Adocha Kabai Lukmi Lesefer Bemekach Vazomen. Why did Abai have to say the Sefer speaking about Bemekach Vazomen? Even the Omad Bidin Makminilo, Yaima, so let us say, Sheva Toivai, Meinai. Barav Moidaloi, the Meishinai. The Heavy Eidim, the Hippel, as Shinai. The Sima, as Einai. And now, the Evid brought Eidim, the Hippel, as Shinai. The Sima, as Einai. Ubo Eidim, the Evid brought Eidim like him. For Eidim, the Zimum. And the Eidim Bechlau, the Mazimum Bechlau were in Makrish, and we don't say that they were not there. We have here the Haidah of the Baal that he owes the Meishim. They shlem the Vav Ehudim Kachshavi, Meipachav Eidah Hedah Sarav, Meyopi Eidim, Aruch of the Muslim, or Kachin Regilah Sarav, Lohidus Klau, or Kshesh Eidim Bedov. Normally, the Rav is not Maida. That's what the Mo says, that it's speaking about that they were Mazin and Maida. Takati Gavre Loi Mechayiv. He wasn't a Gavre Mechayiv yet. L'ayna tam yishim di ababoy avos lebezna Maida Mechta, the Rashi says, afilo shmudam alakama Maida nas vachkach beidem Mechayiv, vahoch ekivim vayom abedin leichashvinu legavre bachiyuvel in yiknas, kedefrishis besoif hamanich bishmaitim chuklat asher, by Knas Lechere, the Dunas Kozman, there's no Yashin Elekim, there's no Psak Bezin, there's no Chiyuv whatsoever. The Nimtso Zainimim Kamoy, Bach Seif Utsuch Loima, Sha'edem, Shuska Bebaraise, Shehuzmu, Hema Yerushainim, Mishum de Tzorech Loima, the Paskina Ledina Pomai, because yesterday there was a Gemaldin, then Ein Eidim Zainim Mishalmim, and she Gemaldin Apia, and Loishabo Tchilem, they would have not come first and say, Shinein el avimotzen if sedina pomai. Aber barei sha'af api shabor lupsoi, maskinen dina pomai, because they said, einai shinai. You're speaking about, they said, shinai einai, so they had to come first. Hevet koldo meina oma, halve yeshut moya, my koma koldo, to the gamri, boim lusirei.